You are listening to episode 74 of the Fitz Pro podcast, and today's episode is one that it's a question that I get a lot about building websites, whether I build my own website, how to build a website, where to start with a website. We are going to address all of that because building a website can be a daunting task. Hiring someone to build your website can be a daunting task. So today I am giving you some different types of website platforms and what those platforms are best for and who they might be best for, so that hopefully after this episode, you can move forward with a bit more clarity when it comes to building your website. So if that applies to you, without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average Fitzpo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitzpro. Before we get started, remember that you need to check the show notes to see if you were the reviewer of the week, and then keep an eye out to see if you were the listener of the month as well. Both of those are announced in the show notes and in Annie's Weekly Wrap, which is my weekly newsletter that goes out to my VIP humans. You can subscribe to Annie's Weekly Wrap at anniemiller.co/news. Again, that is where I send out my favorite, you know, must-knows from the week, any brands that I'm supporting, anything like that, and things that I just don't want you to miss out on, all in one place. That goes out once a week. Again, you can subscribe at anniemiller.co/news. So this will likely be a quick episode, maybe not, we'll see, but hopefully useful for those of you if you run a business and or think that you need a website to run your business or start your business. Either way, all websites are not created equal, and all websites do not serve the same purpose. So today I hope to get you some clarity on what type of website or website platform might be best for you and your business, because not every business needs the same website or type of website. So first off, let's look at what a website should do for you. Possibly. Again, one size does not fit all in fitness and business or in websites. Websites can act like employees for you. They have the ability to make money for you while you are doing other things as the CEO or whatever your role is in your business, even if that is sleeping. And that was one of the very first things that attracted me to having an online business. I don't remember who said it, but I heard someone in the business realm, I don't remember if it was social media or a blog, if I read it or heard it, but they said, you know, they brought up this idea that you can make money while you sleep. Now, it took years before that concept came to life for me personally, but the fact is, having the right website or sales page can make that a possibility. And I've talked about this before inside Fitzpro Foundations in the Knowledge Vault. I have a guest speaker, Chloe Elise from Deeper Than Money. And we discuss that, you know, I understood from a very young age that working hard does not mean financial stability. So that is a whole nother conversation, but the idea of making money while I sleep is kind of an example of that, you know, work smarter, not harder necessarily. While working hard is one of my core values, I just want to make clear that working hard does not equal financial stability or financial freedom. Again, check out, I have other podcast episodes that address that and you can check that out. But we won't get too into the weeds there because what really makes you money is what's on the website or sales page. That's your sales copy, the images, the communication piece, the client experience when they come to your website. That is what truly allows a website to make you money while you sleep. And we are discussing none of that today, but we do cover that in depth in Fitzpro Foundations under our sales page section. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Fitzpro Foundations is just my 6-week online course for entrepreneurs in the online space who are fitness professionals and want to build an authentic and authoritative business, not like a lot of what you see out there. So a website can make money for you. It also communicates your brand feel, like your vibe, if you will. Your website or sales page dictates the beginning of your client experience. It's one of the first touch points that we have, whether that is a one-time purchase or an application to work with you, right? They don't even have to purchase something off of your website. It could just be a touch point to where they can apply to work with you. You might notice that I also keep saying website or sales page. That's because you may not need a full-blown website. So please don't make the mistake, and I did this early in my business, of going to my website and thinking that you need a blog, an Amazon page, a product page for single purchase items, brand deals, and multiple offers. That will simply overwhelm you, and you will likely end up focusing on the wrong things if you are just starting out in this, right? Your business is not my business. My business is not your business. Therefore, we may not need the same website, the same platform, the same things on our website. I have another episode on building your offer pyramid as well, and I highly suggest checking that out. So in short, people start with free too often, but have yet to nail down their like higher ticket offers. And yes, I absolutely suggest starting with one-on-one or just a higher-end, higher-touched program before building out memberships or lower ticket offers and free products or programs. So check out that episode as well to learn about that whole situation and my take on building out your offer pyramid, because again, that will dictate what type of website you need. Point being, you might only need a single page, a single lead page or landing page for your program. Maybe you don't need a blog. Maybe you do need a blog. These are things to be considered when taking on the daunting task of building your website or sales pages. It's so, so, so important to do what fits you and your business, not what I do or what any other coach is doing. We need to choose a web host that does what is required for you and your business. So you have options. In Fitzpro Foundations, we actually have like a PDF with online resources for website, payment platforms, email hosts, all sorts of things so that you can kind of pick and choose and determine what you actually need to start your business. Because again, I'm not in the business of creating a bunch of mini-me's that do exactly what I do. I want your business to do what you need it to do. Because again, it's not about what Jennifer or Tina or Chanel is doing. It's about what you need. So some questions you can ask yourself before deciding on a website. So before you go to pick a website platform, if you answer these questions, it can be very helpful so that you know kind of what your non-negotiables are. How many programs or products do I sell? Am I going to be the one in charge of the editing and the managing of this website? If that is the case, it needs to be something that's very user-friendly, right? Do I need a blog? Will I need a place to host a podcast or other types of media? That's important. Do I sell goods, commerce? Some sites are not set up for this, to sell actual, like say you have t-shirts or things like that. Some sites don't allow this. And so that's something you need to know. It doesn't mean that you can't sign up with that website. It just means that you might need a different platform to sell your goods on. And that's okay too. Do I need a membership site? Right? Does it need to have the capacity to where people can sign in if you have a membership program? Might not be applicable. It might be applicable. Am I hosting a course? These are things that we can ask. Some might apply to you, some might not, but it's important for you to know those things when you are looking for a place to have a website or sales page or host a course. Some of these questions will make choosing your platform easier, and it doesn't have to be one. So I have three different platforms that I use for my business. Now, the goal with still having those three is that the client experience is smooth and it appears, you know, smooth and not clunky. on the outside, even though there's a lot of moving parts on the back side of things. So I'll explain that as we go, but knowing what you need and having it written down can be very helpful when going to these website platforms and reviewing your possible options. So let's dive into the platforms and what I think each one is best for when it comes to websites or landing pages. If you're hosting a course or several courses, or something that has modules, you may need a full-blown website. Excuse me, you may not need a full-blown website like Squarespace. Your three kings in the course world are Thinkific, Kajabi, and Teachable. I mentioned this in my last episode when we go over my favorite resources for entrepreneurs. These allow you to build the course, the modules, to upload content, to manage the users. You can put quizzes in, you can put homework in, you can build the landing pages. Essentially, this is your website, payment portal, and course hosting all in one place. My personal issue here is the design. Again, this is personal. Take it for what it's worth. From a branding standpoint, I don't love these, and I do use Thinkific. I want to drive home that this is a personal opinion, so please don't let this like skew whether or not you think the platform is valuable, because they are valuable. This is a personal thing. So for the first round or two of Fitzbro Foundations and Instagram 101, I used Thinkific for the sales pages. Then I built out pages on my Showit website so that all of my courses and sales pages could be in one place on my Showit site, right? So someone could go and see Built by Annie or Fitzbro Foundations all in one place. That was important for me for the client experience. Then the Showit sales page that I have for Fitzbro Foundations, when you click to actually enroll, it takes you to Thinkific, where it's a simple checkout page. Right? There's not a full-on landing page or sales page on Thinkific for Fitzbro Foundations like there used to be. So it is customizable in that sense. So when someone actually wants to purchase, they click on my Showit site and it takes them to the checkout of Thinkific, where the course is actually hosted. And that's for Fitzbro Foundations and Instagram 101. So I hope that makes sense. Again, I just want you to know that you have options. So Thinkific, Kajabi, and Teachable all have free trials and different payment tiers that you can choose from based on what you need. That's going to be personal to you. I think I pay just over $100 a month for the version of Thinkific that I have. That allows me to have like email drips linked to it, and I can drip out my content 1 week at a time versus someone getting access to the entire course at one time. So there's things like that that you get to choose from. The great thing about all of these is that everything really can be all in one place. For Thinkific, Kajabi, and Teachable, with higher payment tiers, you can link things like email drip campaigns from MailChimp. So it's super easy to integrate if that's something that you're looking for and, of course, willing to pay for. They have different payment tiers, and it's kind of, that's up to you to decide what works for you, what's worth it for you, and all of that. If you don't have a course like Structure, then these are of little use to you. So moving on to the next options. Say that you answer those questions that I gave and you've got multiple products or programs that you want to sell. So like me, I have Built by Annie, Movement 101, The Big Lift Audit, Body Weight for Weightlifters. Then I would suggest having a quote-unquote full-blown website, a place where you can come and view your product suite and programs that you offer, something that is live all the time. You've got a homepage, maybe an About Me, your philosophy, multiple sales pages for your various programs and offers, and ways for people to purchase your services or apply to work with you. This is when a full-blown website is very helpful. My vote, and literally the only site I will be sharing with you, is 110% for Squarespace. Not sponsored. I just have experience working on multiple platforms, and Squarespace is hands down the best for this. It's the most user-friendly website platform on the market. I have hosted my website on three different platforms throughout the years, and I've tried many more than that as well through free trials and things of that sort, as someone who is not tech savvy. And I am not tech savvy, I want to make that so clear. Squarespace is amazing. The designs are professional and clean. You can easily make them on brand. They're very intuitive, and the customer service through Squarespace is life-changing. That might have been one of my favorite parts of Squarespace and something that I miss to this day. Their live chat saved me so many times. So if you are running the show and you know that you need a multi-page website and you like clean, easy-to-implement templates, then Squarespace is the tits, fam. I can't say enough good things about Squarespace, and no, I don't use them anymore, but I'll get into why I don't use them. Also, I'll note that you can host a blog via Squarespace. You can have a site and a blog all in one place as well, and their analytics are built in. This is super awesome. So for example, I use Google Analytics across all of my website platforms that I use in my sales pages, but on Squarespace, there is an analytics tab that you can view at any time. So it is truly a great platform for hosting your own site, especially if you're starting out and you have to build everything yourself. You're not paying someone to do your website. It's amazing. It's amazing even if you are paying someone to use your website. So I know people that build sites and they use Squarespace for their clients. So I only use Showit today. Showit is another platform because I wanted to control everything myself to a T, and I enjoy that freedom. Plus, it pairs with WordPress for blogging, which I can also customize. So I will touch on Squarespace while we're here, or not Squarespace, WordPress while we're here, but I really only suggest WordPress for those of you who are solely blogging. And there might even be better blog platforms out there that I don't know about. WordPress, I would say, have the most extensive blog plugins and blog-friendly data and analytics out of any platform that I've heard of or used personally. But from my experience to this day, WordPress is not user-friendly. It is not intuitive. I honestly hate the back end. But, you know, it is great for blogging and the plugins and, like I said, the analytics and things like that that can help you be more successful as a blogger, which is why I stick around. Again, that's just my experience. It was very frustrating when I was trying to host my entire site on it years ago, so I don't suggest it now. It is best for solely blogging. I'll leave it at that. Showit is what I use today and have for about 2 years, but I will say it's very advanced, not like, ooh, I'm so cool. It's a lot if you are new to this. Showit is basically your website and web design, but the blog portion of it is hosted from WordPress. So it's two different platforms, yet I design the blog via my Showit site canvas, just like I would any other web page. So you can have unlimited pages, to my knowledge, with Showit, or the one that I pay for anyway, and can customize your, you know, what your mobile view looks like versus your desktop. They can be completely different. You can pull from any canvas or template when creating a new page. So say, you know, I use one main template for my website. I can change any page to any template at any time, or even just a section of a page. So as you can see, that can be a lot, like I said, to handle if you don't enjoy the design process of working on your own website. But it also allows you to have exactly everything how you want it, and thus Showit is the platform that I have chose to use after designing my website for, you know, 4 or 5 years. I also want to point out that you can purchase sales page templates from people. So Travel by Trade is a girl that I follow on Instagram. She has templates that you can purchase, as well as Tatum from Brand Creative. I will link both of those in the show notes. These are plug and chug templates that you can purchase and use for your sales pages. So if you are not into the design aspect of this, it's definitely, you know, worth looking into both of those options. And beyond these two ladies, these are just two women that I know of that have this service available to you. Lastly, If you answer the questions and find that you do not need or desire a full-blown website, you can opt for individual lead pages, and you will find that at just leadpages.net. So you can also choose from templates and packages there, depending on what you need. This would look like having one page or maybe one set of pages, you know, for a checkout process of a single product or a course or program. So I don't know what you need, but my hope is that you gain some level of clarity today from this, that the information was helpful to you. Building a website can be daunting. I mainly am speaking to those of you who are tackling this alone. If you're paying someone to build your site for you, then they will handle most of this, right? You'll have to provide the copy and things like that. Potentially, maybe not. They might even cover that. So I'm mainly talking to if you're going at it alone, I feel you. It can be, like I said, very daunting, very overwhelming, very hard to know where to start. And that's the people that I'm talking to. I hope that you take this information into consideration as you begin choosing platforms and constructing your website. If you love this episode, this is where we're at right now, guys. If you loved this episode or find value here, please seriously head over to iTunes, give the show 5 stars, leave a written review. It is so, so appreciated. Remember that I choose a listener of the week. If you are the listener of the week, then I take those people and we choose a listener of the month. That person gets 50% off any non-membership program of choice from me, plus a freebie from Frey Skincare, which is the skincare company that I stand by and have used for almost 3 years now. They're absolutely amazing, from, you know, the owners to the company ethics to the products themselves. You can always use code FDBA to save at least 15%. But also, you know, follow them on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, and there are monthly promos as well. So thank you so much, you guys, for listening. Make sure that you are on my weekly wrap email list, and you can do that at anniemiller.co/news. That is where the listener of the week and the listener of the month are announced. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro podcast.